mention that one of the definitions of pas, regards to the lachos of saying hamotzi, washing and saying hamotzi and benching, etc., is that is that it has to be something which is directly koyel of. It's normal to use it for a meal. So that I want to go into those halachas and talk about that. It'll take a few days to go through all the protim. Though shir tomorrow and Sunday, I won't be probably will not be here. At least let's start. So there's a concept in the halacha called pas v'bekisnan. So it's pas, and we pointed out that's mitzvah pas. It's made with suras pas. That's a din of lechem. It's chayim and afroshes chala, like pas. Regards to many shitas, it has the same din of regards to the halacha of the pas itself, the pas palter, and pas akum. It's considered pas. It's bread. But Chazal said that since this bread, the nature of this bread is not to eat it as a meal, but to eat it rather as a snack, therefore it doesn't have the mile of lechem. The whole mile of lechem, which we're understanding, is because it becomes the ikir basuda, and everything else becomes tuffel to it. So Chazal, because the chashivas were makayim you to wash for that, and to say a special bracha for that, and to bench for that. Now, I mean, a rice, a person benches on lechem. That's not comes chazal. That's a din of benching on lechem. So anytime you chayv mean a rice to bench, you'd have to bench over here as well. So a person eats a mount of kadei sivya. That which he would bench on possible mekisit is not because of some interesting trick of the rukhachavim. That's mikra din deraisa. This is pas. This is the lechem of the Torah. They say the mechaltim of sabot the chazal said is referring to lechem. This is lechem you have to bench, but that which you give it a special bracha and you have to wash and everything else becomes tofel to it in the meal, that's only if it has the mile of lechem that is the ikar of the meal. Since these things are normally eaten as a snack, it doesn't have that mile. Let's say you would eat it as a meal, so now it goes back to being regular lechem. So it's not that possible because it is upgrading in a certain way, becoming lechem. It's all the way around. It's being downgraded and losing its status of lechem in certain scenarios. So the Rishonim give three different definitions of what the word possible because it means. This interesting question. Are these three exclusive of each other? Are these just three examples of types of things which people eat as snacks? Well, they're different types of snacks. Some people like munchy types of snack. They like crunchy stuff. That's their snacks. Some people like very sweet things. That's their snack. Some people like having a snack together with fruits, etc. That's their type of snack. So maybe it's three different examples, but if I can come up with a new type of a snack nowadays, which is not one of those three, also the same halacha. And that's one way to understand it, which is the opinion of the Derech Chaim and the Maamar Mordechai, that these three are not exclusive of each other. Each opinion agrees with the other two. And number one. And number two, that I can even extend it to other items which are not mentioned in Chazal, and they don't fit into these three categories, also will have the halacha possible bekisnet. The Rikveger, Mishabura seems to follow that opinion as well, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav, etc., the Chayotim seem to say that they're exclusive. Each sheet that has this is the definition, that's what Chazal said. That's the only case where you have a right to downgrade it and say it's not pass. But something which doesn't fit into one of these three categories, I'm sorry, you can't extend it. And each category disagrees with the others, and there are actual nafkaminas, halakha lemaisa, as we will see going along. So one of the questions which people come talk about is this, what about soft hot pretzels? Soft hot pretzels do not meet any one of the three criteria of the Rishonim. So simple answer is they're hamotzi. But people eat it as a snack. So what would the answer be? So if your name is the Derech Chaim, you'd say it's a snack. If your name is the Mishnah Berurah, you'd say you wash and you bench. So as we'll go along, we'll clarify those points more. People ask me this question a few times already in the conversation of Hapaz. What's the status of soft hot pretzels? You understand it's not such a simple answer to that question. Do we follow the opinion of the Derech Chaim or the Mishnah Berurah? We will see as we go along. Have a good morning.